Thursday morning. Now, we have an interview after 6.30 this morning with a bloke called Terry Williams, who is a comedian mate of yours, producer Paul. And he's written a book, this
yes,
man.
Yes, he has, with another comedian, Mike Loader, who's very good. The book's called The Guide. It's kind of like one of those... sort of a bit like a self-help get-through-life book, you know. It's not necessarily men are from Mars, women are from Venus and have beards or, you know, all those sorts of books. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like a... it's sort of useful and funny at the same time. Yeah, it's very good.
So it's like a DIY, but a DIY in there?
Yeah, or the, I suppose it's good for if you've got kids leaving home, like teenagers, mm-hmm. it's good for getting them set up in life. And if you're an adult who's quite crap at quite a few things, it's quite good for that yeah. as well. So it covers everybody, really.
Right. So so for myself, who can't do any DIY, I should have a look. Yeah,
ideal for you, right. Rog. Yep.
So that interview on the way this morning at 6.30. So it's sort of a bit of a guide, so to help you out when you're a bit younger, and maybe to do some of those things now instead of getting to 35, going, oh, should have done that when I was, you know, in my 20s.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
So it's sort of like things, and you hear the saying, don't you? Oh, you know, if I knew what I knew now back
what
then.
What I knew then, yeah, if yeah. I knew then what I now know back then and was here now.
Yeah, what?
If I could travel through time and be back then but also here now.
Like, for instance, when I was 21, my dad told me to buy a house.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
okay.
When I was 21, when I just started work in Hamilton, he goes, you should go and buy a house. He said, you should. Mm. And I said, yeah, right.
Yeah, cool.
All I
Dad.
Wanted to do was school girls at Governor's Tavern and drink Waikato beer.
Mm.
But I should have bought a house when I was 21.
I wonder how many dads said, you should go to Governor's Tavern and school girls and drink beer. But I want to buy a house. You're not going to get ahead like that,
son. Get married early and get tied down with lots of kids.
Yeah.
Do that and never quite realise your potential.
Mm.
Yeah, so have a think about this. There is an old saying, of course, and they say it all the time. You know, if I knew now what I knew then.
Yeah.
Give us a call.
If I knew then what I knew now, actually,
That's why I didn't buy a house when I was 21. That's why I went to the pub.
Yeah. My dad said to me, aim low, son, and you'll never be disappointed.
Beautiful.
And he was right.
0800 Rock Phone, give us a call. You can also text through as well. Studio, leave a space on this one, 3520. Stuff you wish you had done when you were younger and now sort of biting you on the ass. News headlines next at 6.30 this morning. Also after 6.30, Terry Williams, mate of yours, producer Paul, a comedian mate.
Yeah.
Also written a book called The Guide. And we'll have that interview with him after 6.30 this morning. Sort of a bit of a... bit of a self-help book, I guess you could say. Looking back, it could be of some assistance, actually. Like, what do you know now that you wish you knew then? Some stuff you should have done maybe when you were younger to help you out now. Have a think about that one. And some texts have rolled in on this, producer Paul.
Lots of texts, Rog. Here's just three of them. I wish my flatmate had learnt to cook, says Darren. He's pretty good at general stuff, but he just absolutely murders two-minute noodles. What a tarn. I wish I'd learnt to use a washing machine, says the text. I'm 24 and flatting. I don't even know what powder to put in it. It's been good because I've been flatting with girls, but now they've all moved out.
His roommate's did his washing.
I know. Good, eh? What a legend. What a legend. Another one here, obviously, from a parent says, I don't about learning back then, but I need to learn now how to get rid of my kids. First they ran away, but the little bastards keep coming back. I'm considering selling up and just getting out of town next time.
Terry Williams came in yesterday afternoon. You were away at a funeral, Dooley, so here's the interview with good mate of producer Paul's, Terry. Terry Williams, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, if you don't know who Terry Williams is, you're a good mate of producer Paul's.
He's still owes me a kidney.
You have actually gone in with another comedian, Mike Loader, and you've co-written a book called The Guide. And on the front it says, How to Kiss, Get a Job, and Other Stuff You Need to Know.
It pretty much sums it up, I think.
So, Terry, who is this book aimed at? Is it mainly sort of kids growing up getting into the adult world, or is it inadequate adults?
Bit of both, mate. And a bit of overlapping groups. So you're looking at your school leavers or about to school leavers, so it's quite a good graduation gift. Or indeed those already making their way out in the world and hitting a few pitfalls along the way.
There's all sorts of categories, you know, we're talking, Terry. There's a DIY category, which and I don't even attempt DIY. I see the government has, for some reason, loosened the laws. Whenever we do a show on DIY, people just ring up with nails through their heads.
So there's also a section on first aid for people like yourself.
I
might move them in the next edition so they're right next to each other.
I could not. What have you got here? Install a door handle.
Upside down or back to front. And that's the trick to it. If you do it upside down or back to front, flaunt it. Just like, this is how they do it in Brussels.
Oh, I see.
It's meant to be like that. Oh,
didn't you realise that?
Terry, I can never remember a name. And there's a chapter in there on remembering a name. I,
can remember a face.
If I met you 2 weeks' time, I would forget your name. I can never remember a name. And there's a what's the key? What? How can you help me out?
How do you do that, Tony?
Well, Virginia. It's read the book. I can't remember what I wrote. That's the inherent irony.
Well, you've got one too on kissing, which I think is
the most controversial chapter.
Roger, I'll leave it open on page 166 for you to read. Keep your tongue in your head until your lips meet.
Oh, okay, so don't go with the tongue out while you're going towards
while you're
the
leaning
head.
It, yes. It's a it's actually a great book. But wouldn't you say that's all part of it, to learn yourself?
Learn from
to,
your mistakes.
You learn from your experiences and mistakes,
not
reading something and going...
The very first chapter covers that. You know, this is our advice, this is the advice of experts. Feel free to take it or not. And what we genuinely want to create a safe environment so they can make mistakes.
Right.
And the first mistake you make isn't hearing the clunk of that Turkish prison jail cell. Things have, you've gone beyond the line.
Yeah.
And it's not just sticking a fork into that power socket when you were three. You know, okay, that's cool. You can get past that. Yep. But the Turkish prison thing, you know, great movie script though, honestly.
Yeah.
It is called The Guides and it's out now. Very good. Thank you very much. Terry Williams.
Thank you.
Just had Terry Williams in the studio this morning. His new book called The Guide, a bit of a self-help book. I guess a bit of a look back as well and a bit of a read as to ways to improve your life, such as DIY. There is a chapter in there. There's a chapter in there on kissing too, Leah, isn't there?
There's one thing that
Believe it or not.
I know, it's actually very funny to read it. You know, it tells you pressure on with the lips and tongue and everything.
Oh.
It's funny, it says, do not poke your tongue out until you've actually reached the person you're kissing.
Oh,
which makes sense.
Right. Yeah,
otherwise it looks like you're poking your tongue at them and then you're moving in.
Yeah.
But I kind of wish I had read that before my very first kiss because...
Oh dear, did you do that?
No, it was very bad, and it's one of those things I'll never forget. I mean, I'm a great kisser now.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
but,
sure,
of course.
Fantastic.
Is she Dolly?
How would he know, Roger? But back
Leah
then...
Leah and I don't kiss and tell anyway.
No, of course not. But back then, it was such a traumatic, bad kiss that I wish I'd kind of read that before I went in.
Right.
So I'll always remember.
What was his name?
Carl Plapp.
What was he like? Was he a good kisser or not?
Well, we were both as bad as each other.
So was it his first real kiss too?
Probably. We were only
Did
young.
You go in tongue first?
No, see, we didn't take a breath. We did
Oh, no.
We did the pash thing, right?
Yeah.
So about a minute into it, we were still going...
Yeah, right.
So he was starting to breathe heavy and meat because we didn't break.
See, this is why you should always wear a snorkel when you kiss.
Yeah. Tell you what. So there you go.
0800 Rock Phone. What do you know now that you wish...
You're going to forget a cold either.
That you wish you knew then. G'day, Rod.
Yeah, mate, how you going?
Oh, very well, Rod. What do you know now that you wish you knew then?
Well, if I'd known I was going to live this long, I think I would have taken better care of myself.
Well, how old are you, Rod?
47. Yeah.
Not that old.
You think you've had a fair dig already at 47?
I've had a what?
You've had a fair innings already at 47, you think, do you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Sheesh.
It's been a long, hard life, yeah.
Yeah, you've crammed it in, have you, Rod? Crammed a lot in.
I used to.
He's slowing down now.
Yeah.
Well, did you seriously think that you would not live to the age of 47?
Seriously? Years ago, I used to think, you're like 21 if I'm lucky kind of thing.
Yeah.
Is that right?
And you think at 20, 35 is so ancient.
Yeah, I kind of remember my 30s, but yeah, it seemed like so far away.
Yep. And here you are knocking on the door of 48. Oh, Rod. But,
yeah, what did he do?
Life's a struggle, eh, Rod?
You sound young, Rod, I must say. You do sound young.
Apparently I look young too, but yeah. I don't know.
It sounds to me like you're just ungrateful. You sound young, you look young, and you're unhappy, Rod.
I'm happy.
All right. Good luck with it. Lance, good morning.
Morning.
What do you know now that you wish you knew then, Lance?
Oh, mate, if I knew my wife was going to spend all my money, I wouldn't have married her.
I was waiting for that to come through.
Oh, really? Is it that
really?
Bad, Lance?
Oh, yeah, it is pretty much.
So what
when
was
I
the...
met her, she was going out with a friend of mine, and they were about to get married.
Oh.
And then I met her, and I had a better job, so she married me.
Oh, dear. You should have just let them go ahead.
Yes, I should have.
Could you have kept sort of, having a little turn if her and your mate had stayed going out?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah, that would have been ideal.
It would have saved me a lot of money. I would be rich by now, I reckon.
Yep.
What do you know now that you wish you knew then? Leah wishes she'd read the book called The Guide. It's what we're talking about this morning.
Good book.
A guide to become a better kisser.
Well, there's a lot more in it than just kissing, Rog. But I did have a giggle when I had read that section. It was this very practical, and my very first kiss, I was like 12, I think. Was pretty bad.
Well, at 12, Lara, you're probably allowed to get away with a few bad kisses at 12.
I know, but it's the thing I've always remembered.
You grew up quick, Lara.
It's from Hawke's Bay, bro.
Yeah.
I wish I'd bought... my dad always tried to push me into the property market when I was about 20, 21. Looking back, it probably should have done it, but when you're 20, 21, you don't really want to have
not.
A mortgage.
No.
You just want to drink booze, and I was drinking a lot of it. What do you know now that you wish you knew then? We've also had a call from Rod. He's 47, wish he'd had it taken better care of himself.
Yep.
He didn't think he'd live till 47. And Lance wishes he hadn't married his wife.
Yeah.
That he had just let his mate have her, and he could have just, as Dooley said, popped around for a turn every now and then. A few texts there, Paul.
Loads of texts coming in, Rod. Here's just three of them. I wish I knew at 15 or 16 that any 21 or 25-year-old bloke who was interested in your advances is actually a sad loser and not a hot stud. Not quite sure what to make of that one. One here from Davo, I can relate to this. Davo says, I wish I knew then that pies do not make you skinny. Very good, Davo. And another one here, this is from Paul in Tauranga, says, I wish I knew then that trying to have a bit of a fart after 2 weeks of non-stop drinking is not a good idea.
Oh, no.
Wayne and Natia, good morning.
How are you?
G'day, Wayne, how are you?
Not too bad.
What do you know now that you wish you knew then, Wayne?
Oh, more DIY skills.
Oh, more. Oh,
same as Rog.
Yeah, look, I don't have any, Wayne.
What have you what have you taken on at home that you haven't really succeeded in, Wayne?
Well, my boys wanted me to build them a tree hut, you know, so we got all the gear and that, and we had the tree outside, and I thought it would be pretty easy, and by the time we sorted everything out all with the tree and that, we just ended up with a big load of firewood.
Did you just go a little bit too far with the chainsaw?
Yeah, cut one branch off too many, and I thought, oh, we'll just alter the other side a bit, and
Next thing you know...
It's like a bad haircut.
Next thing you've got a stump.
Yeah. The son, I built you a toothpick.
Yeah. So we just put the tree hut on top of the stump.
It's a stump hut.
Fantastic.
So as long as the boys stay one each side, it balances good, eh, Wayne?
Well, that's right. At least the rain will run to the right way.
Justin's on the phone this morning in Dunedin. Justin, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How you doing?
I'm very good, thanks, Justin. What do you know now that you wish you knew then?
Oh, I wish I'd bought a property up in Motueka, mate.
Oh,
really? A property in Mot?
Yep. I was only about 21 at the time, and it was expensive. It was about $300,000.
Yeah.
But it was a commercial property, and once I found out that BNZ underneath was paying about $3,000 a week rent, and the clothing shop next door was paying about $1,000, and there's two flats above paying about $150 each. And then about 2 years later, the property value jumped up to about $1 million. Then, I kind of wish I'd bought it.
Did you have the opportunity? I mean, did you genuinely have the opportunity to do it?
I really had the opportunity to do it.
Oh, really?
Did you?
How did it come about?
Oh, just my partner, she works in town, and she was actually speaking to the guy who owns it. It wasn't through the real estate. He was just willing to sell it.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, we had the opportunity, but it just seemed a bit expensive. So.
It's all relative, though, isn't it, Justin? You know, 300 then was a lot of money, and then you go, oh, well, it's
still is now,
a
Rog.
Million. Yeah, exactly.
God.
So,
for me, Rog, it was only 5 years ago, mate, so, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think you
could have been a tycoon by now.
I could have been retired.
I think you need a copy of The Guide.
I'd love a copy of The Guide.
All right, we'll send you a copy, Justin.
Awesome.